Now, let's keep it quiet here. This is Scotland Yard, not a blooming music hall. You'll all get a chance to complain to the sergeant when your time comes. Now, Mr. Bartell, won't you follow me? We'll have a bit of quiet in this room here.
This is Harry Bartell. Welcome to two more exciting new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. I'm here in Scotland Yard visiting with Inspector Lestrade, who's often worked on cases alongside Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Hello, Mr. Bartell. Welcome to the illustrious Scotland Yard. How may I help you?
To begin with, Inspector, your career seems to be entwined without a Sherlock Holmes on various cases.
Oh, that's quite true, up to a point. There are many cases I have dealt with and solved on my own. But Mr. Holmes has, I must admit, a knack of getting at things from an odd angle that seems to solve those cases that stump me. You have to understand that Mr. Holmes has a great deal more freedom, what with him working his own methods, while I, Inspector Gregson, and the other chaps have to work within prescribed limits as set down by Scotland Yard. It riles me. If I had the freedom to move about the way Mr. Holmes has, I'd accomplish a lot more, I tell you.
You know, Inspector, you've been connected with Mr. Holmes on some rather famous cases. Study in Scarlet, the Boscombe Valley Mystery, the Norwood Builder, the Second Stain.
Yes.
And following Mr. Holmes' instructions, you were able to arrest the notorious Colonel Sebastian Moran in the case of the empty house. You must be proud of your connection with these cases.
Oh, yes, I am. But don't forget that I've often gone to Mr. Holmes when I saw no other way to solve the case. It's a bit un...